This is Wade Brath, here with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Zillow, the real estate company, estimate that rents in Nashville would rise by 3.3% per year if they won the Amazon second headquarters selection. That would mean $400 more per month in a decade. Denver would see a 6% increase. Many believe Zillow's estimates may be conservative. The temporary head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has indicated that he would like to end public access to its consumer complaint database. The NCAA panel, headed by Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, has made extensive recommendations about college basketball, including ending one-and-done. Vincent Bolloré, head of Bolloré Sockfin, a French-Belgium conglomerate that is a target of an Acorn and React anti-land-grabbing campaign in palm and rubber plantations in Cameroon, Liberia, the Ivory Coast, and other countries in Africa, is now being investigated for corruption in helping the presidents of Togo and Guinea gain power in exchange for lucrative contracts for his company. Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and molesting a woman in the first big celebrity trial of the Me Too era, completing the spectacular late-life downfall of a comedian who broke racial barriers in Hollywood on his way to TV superstardom as America's Dad. Admiral and Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the president's doctor, withdrew his name from consideration as the head of the Veterans Administration. Also on the Trump watch, Scott Pruitt, EPA chief, sought to blame his staff for his ethical problems, claiming lack of knowledge. Senate Judiciary Committee, headed by Republican Senator Grassley, advanced a bipartisan bill to protect special counsels like Robert Mueller from being fired in a warning shot to the president. Tens of thousands of teachers in Arizona have marched to the state capitol in Phoenix to demand higher PA and school funding. Teachers also in many districts in Colorado closed the districts as they protested in Denver. At least 98 aid workers have been killed in South Sudan since it devolved into civil war in 2013, 2 years after it was founded. Officials at the Department of Health and Human Services were unable to determine with certainty the whereabouts of 1,475 migrant children the agency placed with sponsors in the U.S. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.